Now, before I get started, I don't want anybody to start digging things out of their purse to chuck at me while I'm preaching on church attendance. I'm glad this isn't the springtime or the fall where you'd have, you know, eggs and tomatoes and things to that nature. Because preaching on attendance is a necessary evil. Many people think that a preacher should not teach and preach on being faithful in attendance, but I would be amiss in my duties as a preacher and a teacher to not once in a while to preach and to teach on the necessity of being faithful in attendance. Now, when preaching on attendance in worship, I want to stress the obligation that we have together when the congregation is called. Every first day of the week, the congregation is called together first at 9:30 for Bible class and then 10:30 for worship, and also Sunday evening at 4:30. When the congregation is called, we are called to worship our God, the Creator of the universe. But also, when we come together to worship, we come to edify one another, to build one another up, to help spur one another on to greater service. The question will always come up, well, what about my situation? Am I going to be lost because I'm not there at every time that we're called together for worship? Am I going to be lost because I don't attend every service? Now, it should be noted that when I am talking about and stressing attendance, I generally am addressing those who are absent for any other reason than being sick, perhaps inclement weather, staying home to take care of a family member that is sick, or an emergency, because there are times in our lives that we're not going to be able to be here because of things that take place. It'd be like someone that lived in Kokomo or Elwood or Hobbs or any other place in the surrounding area that got up, went and got in their car to come to worship. Car won't start. Flat tire. Or on the way, God forbid, an accident. But what I am stressing is that when you do not come for worship, when you feel like that there is no responsibility to attend, when we have the mindset that we don't have a responsibility to meet, but only when I want to, it's that attitude that we need to address. It's that attitude that we truly do need to do away with. Because when we have the attitude that it's not a responsibility for us to be here when the doors are open, we have a problem. There is a biblical principle that we need to take note of. And Brother Mike read it this morning. In Acts chapter 11, verses 29 through 30. Then the disciples, every man, now pay close attention to what is being said here. Then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwelt in Judea, which also they did, and sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul. Now, did you catch what was being talked about here? Yes, I understand, yeah. Talking about taking what was gathered to the elders in Judea because of the famine that was coming. But did you notice what it said? According to his ability. Every man according to his ability. We are required. Yes, I said that. We are required to attend according to our ability. Notice 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 2. This is where we come with our giving upon the first day of the week. So in principle, we gather together on the first day of the week to not only give of our means, but to worship. But again, notice, upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by in store as God hath prospered him. Pretty straightforward, isn't it? That we come together on the first day of the week according to our ability. We give as God has prospered, that there be no gathering when I come. So when do we gather together? Upon the first day of the week. Makes sense, doesn't it? Notice 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 9 through 11. Actually, just verse 11, but you can read 9 through 11. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Again, here's that word, ability. Among the first century Christians, who were made up of a lot of Gentiles, because a lot of the Jews reject Christ, they rejected Christianity, Paul went to the Gentiles and preached and taught, and many were baptized and became Christians. But we need to understand that these Gentile Christians, many of them were slaves. And they could not attend in the mornings. So they attended in the evening. But again, it was according to their ability. According to the ability means according to whether you reasonably can or cannot. One is not excused. When we choose to stay home because of personal comfort, well, you know, them pews are awful hard. I just can't take it. You mean you can't sit for an hour? We have chairs that are a little bit more comfortable than the pew. According to our ability means according to whether we can reasonably come or not. We cannot give an excuse to choose personal comfort over worship. Now, I'm not talking about illness. I'm not talking about situations to where you cannot come because of your health. I'm talking about, well, you know, it's raining outside and it's cold. I don't want to really get out. Now, granted, some people, because of their age or because of difficulties in their breathing, many times they can't get out because it's cold. But if we reasonably can, then we must be here. One is not excused when life could reasonably be rearranged to accommodate coming to worship. Take your Bibles. Open up to Luke chapter 14. Luke chapter 14. We're going to read about some people that decided that the invitation that they were given was not worth their time and effort because, well, you know, they had other things to do. Luke chapter 14, let's start reading in verse 16. Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuses. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must need go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. Now, I don't know about you, but if I was going to go out and buy a piece of land, I think I would have looked at it before I bought it. So what was this man's excuse? Literally, that excuse he'd given is invalid. But it even gets better. Notice what he says here in verse 19. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. Well, again, just like the guy that bought the land, he should have looked at it before he purchased it. And the man that bought the 5 yoke of oxen, now wait a minute. You mean to tell me he bought them sight unseen? And the only time he could go and test them was when the invitation was given to join the supper. What kind of excuse do you think that is? Is it a viable excuse? All right, we go on. And another said, I have married a wife. Well, good for you. Bring your wife with you. But notice what he said. And therefore, I cannot come. I got married. I got a wife. So, I don't have the time to come. So, who are these people? Who is the person who had the land that he had to go look at? Who is the person that had the 5 oxen, that he had the 5 yoke of oxen that he had to go test? Who is the man who got married and says, I can't come because I got a new wife? Who are these people? Brothers and sisters, they're you and me. They're you and me. When we give excuses for not attending, notice what happens. Now, I want everybody here to understand this. This is not my words. All right? Notice what happens. Look at verse 21. So that the servant came and showed his Lord these things, then the master of the house became angry. Being angry, and said unto his servants, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. if we're not going to be here, then the Lord's going to bring somebody else. He sent the invitation out to those who were supposed to be coming to the supper, and they refused. So the Lord said, okay, they don't want to come, I'm cutting them off. You go out here and you gather all these others up. So this is exactly what the servant did. Verse 22, and the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto his servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden, you and me, shall taste of my supper. Brothers and sisters, if we are not faithful in attendance, then we are going to have to answer for it. Am I right? According to our ability implies a standard that a reasonable person would agree with. Suppose you are on your way to worship. Let's just suppose, and I pray that this never happens, but you're on your way and you're involved in a serious accident. And the ambulance comes and puts you on the gurney, and you need immediate medical attention. A reasonable person is going to understand that you're not going to be able to come to worship because you need medical attention. Now, granted, you may say, hey, take me to church. Pull me in with the gurney. I'll lay down and listen. It's not very reasonable, would it? God would not expect you to come. It would not be reasonable to ask perhaps a police officer or an emergency medical technician, you know, in an ambulance, to leave an emergency, or a firefighter to leave a house burning, because all these things would not be reasonable, would they? To have a police officer who is at a crime scene to leave, or a firefighter, or an emergency medical technician in an ambulance. This principle, I believe, that we can read about in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 2, how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abound unto the riches of their liberality. Again, this verse here, Paul teaches that the Macedonians gave beyond what was reasonable. They gave above and beyond what was reasonable. So in other words, what he's doing here, he is implying that there is a reasonable amount. Is it reasonable for us to be at worship on Sunday morning, Sunday evening? Is it reasonable to come perhaps when it's raining, when it's cold, when it's too hot? You know, people can make all kinds of excuses for not coming to worship. But how many excuses do they give when they don't attend service, but yet they'll go other places in the same weather, It could be pouring down rain, but that's not going to stop you from going to a mall to shop. But yet, rain will keep you from coming to worship. Well, I've got a little bit of headache. Now, I'm not talking about people who have major migraines that makes them physically ill. I got a little bit of a headache, so I think I'll just stay home. But would that headache stop you from doing other things? Again, I'm not talking about illness. I'm talking about when we have the ability, the reasonable ability to be here for worship. We should be here. Now, I know, I understand that many people have to work to provide for their family. In many cases, it's not reasonable to suggest that someone go out and find a new job, because finding that new job may not benefit the family, because we are commanded to provide for our family. I'm not talking about, you know, having a lack of transportation. I'm not talking about, you know, emergencies that come up. I'm not talking about safety. But this principle of reasonable attendance does not apply to staying home to watch a football game or recreational hunting, fishing, golfing, and just name whatever else you want behind that. You can be assured that God does not require more than you are reasonably able to do. Again, 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 9 through 11. Use hospitality one to another without grudging, as every man hath received the gift. Even so, minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability. Again, here's that word, ability, which God has given, that God in all things may be glorified through Christ Jesus, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. And then we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 12 through 14. If there be first a willing mind, are we willing to put forth the effort to be here when we are called together to worship? Our reasonable ability. If there first be a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not. For I mean not that other men be eased and ye burdened, but by equality, that now at this time your abundance may be a supply for their want, and their abundance also may be a supply for your want, that there may be an equality. Yes, this is talking about taking care of one another physically. But it's also talking about according to our ability. We're commanded according to our ability to not only help one another, but to be here when the doors are open. Yes, that means Sunday morning, Sunday evening, and Wednesday. Well, John, it don't say nowhere in the Bible I got to do that. No, it doesn't. But it does say to come to worship on Sunday morning. You know, a lot of times when the apostles, when they were at a certain area and they were teaching and preaching, it wasn't for an hour. It was pretty much all day. Now, I'm not going to keep everybody here all day with my preaching. First of all, I don't think my voice would take it. But the congregation here has made the appointment Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday. When the doors are open, to the best of our ability, we should be here. Now, I'm not trying to second guess anybody here for the reasons of their absence. But I also admire those who go beyond a reasonable ability to be here. Most of you here remember Jerry Little. Probably everyone here does, most of you. But do you remember when our chairlift out there broke and wouldn't lift? She was not able to walk up the stairs. Did she turn around and go home? No. An 80-year-old woman got on her hands and knees and crawled up those steps to come to worship. That was going above and beyond a reasonable ability. But yet she did it. But how many of us perhaps would stay home because, well, you know, I just don't want to get out in this weather. I got a little bit of a headache. I got an ingrown toenail. Okay, come on. Think about this. Where would you rather be if the Lord comes? Sitting at home in front of the TV because of a little headache, or perhaps in worship, edifying our brothers and sisters and worshiping our Creator. The lesson's yours. The invitation is given. This morning, if you're here in need of prayer, or you wish to obey the gospel and have your sins washed away, would you come? Or Father, or if you need the prayers of the saints, for whatever reason, would you come as we stand and sing the song of invitation?